Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Technology experts are calling for careful oversight of artificial intelligence to ensure it doesn't undermine indigenous sovereignty and cultural knowledge. Danielle Boyer is a robotics inventor and an advocate for Native youth education. She is from the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, and among other accomplishments, she helped develop the SCOBOT, a robotic Native language preservation tool. Boyer says AI is a valuable technology, as long as Native voices guide the process for how it's used.
I think that people either love the technology or think that it's completely bad and say AI is evil, when I think neither is completely true. I think that a lot of our problems is with how corporations are influencing and using these technologies against us. I think that when we put our own methodologies onto these technologies and do it in a community-based way and do it with informed consent, we actually have an ability to use these technologies for good.
Boyer's robots use AI to teach the Ojibwe language to young people and their families. Language preservation is also important to Native Hawaiian Randy Kekoa Aki. He is a professor at Harvard University. Aki says AI driven by large commercial interests has the potential to overrun the efforts of indigenous people working to preserve their cultures. He says the answer is to understand the technology and get involved in shaping it now.
I think it's important to note that ChatGPT and other large language model AI have a basic algorithmic problem with our languages. They can't understand them, so these solutions may not be appropriate. And additionally, in addition to the fundamental research that I've been doing to allow indigenous language models, I've also been working on how we can gain agency over machine learning, like owning the hardware, the talent, and the data. But it's kind of a big ask, and a big ask for communities. For example, you can't eat a buffalo in one bite. And so what I'm proposing is that we start nibbling on the toes of AI.
That is Professor Randy Kekoa Aki. Right now, the legal protections for community assets like indigenous languages and culture are murky. But University of Alaska Fairbanks professor Crystal Hill Pennington says there are potential ways to use the law to set up guardrails against the profit-driven pressure of AI development.
When we look at kind of Western intellectual property frameworks, especially European Western frameworks, you know, everything is really designed to have to provide an economic benefit or to extract economic benefit, and to provide that to individuals. And so when you're looking at things like language, which is collective, and there can be layered levels of language, and what we might even refer to as community rights around language, that becomes a little bit more complex. I would argue, though, that Indigenous and Native languages do have more rights to protection than, let's say, European languages. European languages were sort of pushed out onto many, on top of many cultures through colonization, whereas Indigenous peoples are very much stewards of their language and their culture.
That is Professor Crystal Hill Pennington. On the global scale, experts are working to map out ways to incorporate the concerns of Indigenous people in the rapidly developing field of AI. Michael Running Wolf is a software developer and AI researcher. He is Lakota and Cheyenne. He is part of a project to create standards to limit the encroachment of commercial interests into Native images, languages, and cultural knowledge. He says one key is for the sources of information that AI draws from to be clear and transparent to all users.
In the future, when some contestation of a data set or the use of some data or some material object, for instance, we'll know the provenance of it. Where did this come from? Did you have permission when you gathered this data? Is it intended for public use? Is it intended for tribal or tribal nation use? Is it intended to be interoperable across time, across communities, across different types of organizations? And those are the kinds of fields that we thought this would be useful to put as an international standard.
Running Wolf says the benefits of what he calls machine learning outweigh the risks. And either way, he says, the momentum of the technology is already in play, and it can either exploit indigenous culture or enhance it. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.